piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. We have to talk about apples. Let's make a basic statement, okay? The best way to eat an apple is right out of your hand, raw.
Right.
If you stick to that about 90% of the time,
you're going to be very happy.
You've gotten the greatest use of the apple.
Yeah, and there's so many different kinds of apples. There are some actually that are better for eating than cooking, and there's some that are better for cooking than for eating. There's some that are tart. There's some that are sweet. The textures can be firm. The textures can be soft. If you eat enough variety of apples, you learn what you like and then what you can eat out of hand more often than not and then what you can cook with.
Yeah, and I would say one thing. Apple juice is not a great thing.
It is not.
Apple juice is all right to kind of have around. Maybe you want to splash it on something. But to sit down for breakfast and pour yourself a glass of apple juice is a prescription for a sugar attack. It's mindless.
It's like orange juice.
Pure sugar.
If you want to have orange juice, eat an orange. If you want to have apple juice, eat an apple.
Yeah, we can hardly emphasize that more, the way things are going now. Quit drinking your fruit. The only thing that makes it really worthwhile for your body is the fiber with it. Mm-hmm. Once you eliminate that, you're simply injecting sugar. One of the other things we can do with apples, I think mostly if you're cooking with them, you want to do something that doesn't cook them down too much.
Well, it depends, because apples lend themselves to savory dishes.
Sure.
As well as cakes and pies and that kind of thing. Because they're so delicious raw, they're great in salads. And when I say salad, I mean I wouldn't shred an apple because that kind of destroys its texture.
Yeah.
But I would slice it, or I could cut into thin strips like julienne, which gives them a very nice texture in a salad. And I could combine that with carrots and other hard vegetables or lettuce. Cabbage is good with apple as well.
Any kind of coleslaw.
Waldorf salad is great with mayonnaise. Uh-huh. But what is a Waldorf salad? It's apple and walnuts and celery enveloped in mayonnaise. And that can be a little bit too heavy for some tastes. So apples are great with a mayonnaise dressing, but they're also great with a vinaigrette, a mustard-flavored vinaigrette that doesn't have too much mustard in it.
What about dried apples?
Dried apples for what?
It's a snack. If you have a dryer, they're useful to make. I would say you're certainly maintaining your supply of fiber with a dried apple. You needn't worry about it in that sense.
But you can also cook dried apples into a thick sauce and then use it as a filling for a cake, for example.
Yeah. They can be chopped, mixed with all kinds of things.
You can put them into soups.
Mm-hmm.
And they also make, for something sweet, a galette. One of my favorite go-to desserts, roll out a pie dough. You have thin slices of apples that you arrange very attractively on the dough. And then you press the edges of the pastry around the apples and sprinkle with some sugar and cinnamon maybe. And then bake it in a hot oven for about an hour. And then when you take it out, you can brush it with some apricot glaze. It's one of my favorite things. You can put apples into cakes. And what I would do is cook apple slices first until they're almost tender. And then fold them into a cake batter. And that would be a sheet cake, not a layer cake or anything like that. Eat them fresh.
Yeah. There's also roasted apples. You know,
yes, roasted apples are great
apples,
as well.
And you can put all kinds of things into the
center. And stuffing.
Oh, and stuffing.
Yes, you want a firm textured apple for that.
Very firm texture. Many of the firmer textures aren't as sweet as you would like, but many of them are.
Good. Braeburn is a good one.
Honeycrisp is actually good for a lot of that. You know what's really astounding to me is the amazing disappearance of apple jelly from the marketplace. You cannot buy it anywhere. You can't even get it online.
Why is that?
Because it's too time consuming, I think.
To make?
Yeah. You have to put it
into the bag. Into
the bag and watch it drip and all that stuff. And you're not going to eat much of it anyway. I mean, pretty sweet.
Yeah. But it's got a great consistency.
Yeah, it has a great consistency and a wonderful flavor. But it's just about totally disappeared. Too bad it could be used. To have a little jar of that apple jelly, you could stir it in, help to glaze something. Who knows?
Make a great glaze.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes, especially for a ham.
There's lots of things to do with apples. Just go out and buy some apples. Be sure and eat a whole bunch of them, and then whatever you have left over, you can cook something, and you can say, I learned all about this from
the food guys.
Guys.